We welcome you into the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles number one draft pick wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who's had just a whirlwind last 24 plus hours. Really, it's been months and months and months leading up to this. So my goal here, Nelson, because you've answered so many questions, is to ask you questions to get to know Nelson Agholor. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so let's talk about USC and your favorite class in USC. I know you're a communications major. Very interesting classes, great communication school. What'd you like the most about school? And tell me what you like the most, what class in particular and why.
Started off, the thing that, you know, I liked the most about school was the fact that, you know, in a major like communication, you would get different types of people there. It wasn't just athlete-piled classes. You got, you know, the people in the Greek life, you got your everyday students, you know, you got some of the brighter kids in the campus. All in one class, you know, in terms of big lectures where there was open conversation. Got to hear the way other people thought. And, you know, it was pretty cool.
In your life, have you been one who's gone around in cliques? Are you one of the jocks? Are you one of the brains? Are you one of the music? What kind of cliques have you moved around with in your life?
A melting pot.
Okay.
I like to deal with everybody. I like to pick everybody's brains. I love to have multiple experiences.
If you had and maybe you've never experienced a snowstorm living in, growing up in, first in Nigeria, then in Florida, then out to California, have you ever been in a snowstorm?
No, I have not.
Ooh, we've got something to look forward to this winter. So my question was going to be, better day on the beach or in the mountains? It's clearly on the beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll find out.
You a beach
guy? I haven't experienced, you know, the mountains.
Okay, let's talk about this. Your opinion of social media. You're a bright guy.
Yeah.
A young, bright guy.
I think social media is a good platform for people to do some positive things, but I also feel like it's an opportunity for people to kind of humble some people that are put on a, you know, on a higher pedestal in a way.
Okay.
I mean, in reality, you should already humble yourself as a player. So you shouldn't feel like anyone's attacking you because they're saying certain things. But, you know, it can be used as an advantage, but it can also hurt some people if they use it wrong.
Is it tough being an athlete, knowing that fans can have this avenue that can be very damaging to people?
I mean, it does what it has to do. For me, I know who I am as a person. I know who I am as a player. And I make few promises about, you know, statistics or, you know, expectations. I control the controllable, and I feel like I always want people to judge me off of controllable things like my effort and preparation.
Nelson, where does that confidence, that maturity come from? Is that the way you were raised?
That's the way I was raised, and also, you know, my high school football coach kind of placed into me early.
Making the transition from running back to wide receiver, how'd that happen? Was it something that you were reluctantly done? I know you were a five-star recruit out of Tampa as a running back. Was it difficult to make the transition to wide receiver?
It was another way to get the ball in your hands.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like it was great for me in terms of the business aspect of the game of football because, I mean, my body wasn't developing to too much as a running back's body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just had to make the most of what my body already, you know, my body structure.
Okay, let's talk about USC, and it's a huge aura. It's a great program. It's one of the most storied programs in college football. Describe the feeling you had on a Saturday walking onto the field with the crowd, with the uniform on. How special was it for you?
Second to none. Walking into the Coliseum the night before a game and the things we did and how we went about our business. You know, we had special things that we did on a Friday before walkthrough. You know, we had different coaches that did different things. One in particular is when, you know, when Ed Orgeron was, you know, he was there. He did a special thing on a Thursday afternoon before walkthrough. It just made you realize that, you know, this is going to be a special weekend. And then when you walk into the Coliseum, you know, you see so many people think enough of you to be there and to cheer for you and deals like that. It's surreal in many ways, and I felt like I was spoiled. I was very spoiled to have that, you know, and I only ask that, you know, I continue to have something very similar.
Your first thought that you can remember that you might possibly make it to the NFL, do you remember what age you were?
I mean, for me, it was about, you know, giving it my all, you know. You know, they always say, you know, fight or die trying. You know, just that was me. I would go give it everything I got, and you know, if it was meant to be, it would be. And I felt like, you know, God favored me and many people favored me to give me this opportunity.
First autograph you signed, how old were you?
Don't remember.
It was that long ago, huh?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is it special for you still when people ask you for an autograph?
It comes down to people caring about you as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to be a good football player, but no one wants to have, you know, a piece of something to remind them of a bad person. You know, so I hope people ask for my autograph because they know that I'm truly a good person outside of being, you know, a football player that's made a couple plays.
The things that you and I've talked about here in the day that we've known each other, that you really do bring it back to being genuine with people, building relationships with people. That's very important to you. Beyond the football part of it, it's important for you to be part of that kind of family here, isn't it?
It's what it's all about, right? I talk about controllable factors. And, you know, outside of the things you can control in terms of football preparation, every day you're given a choice to be a good person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you were to grade me on that, then I'd do a good job at that.
Football starts this in a couple days here. How excited are you to get on the field and start to dig into the playbook? Are you a playbook kind of guy?
I love the playbook. I feel like that's a controllable aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, you get an opportunity to soak in a lot of knowledge. You know, just to be in the right place at the right time. You know, it's not even about making a catch. It's not even about being the fastest guy. It's about knowing where to be.
Yeah.
And I want to always be the guy that knows where to be.
And what kind of indication has Chip given you? Anything at all? Any ideas what you might do here?
Nor do I need one. Mm-hmm. I ask for opportunity when the time comes and then the chance to just progress. I mean, and he's already given me that by putting me in this locker room with these guys.
Has today been, now you've had a press conference, you've met fans, you've done countless interviews. Has it been a fun day?
It's been a great day.
Yeah.
To be here in my new home and meet the people that I've got to meet and the people that support our organization means a lot to me.
Oh, hey, welcome, Nelson. Great to have you in studio here. We look forward to having you many times and enjoy the journey.
I will.
Welcome to the NFL. Nelson Aguilar on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.